The Spirit of Aviation, heard 24 hours a day, all year long on EAA Radio.
I'm Farid Gio. Balloonists in the southern desert of California near Palm Springs are receiving even more help in the form of a fundraiser in their legal battle against JCM Farming, which is suing the pilots for overflying its extensive olive farm. JCM has filed complaints with the FAA as far back as 2009 regarding low flights by balloon operators and one pest control operation. Though the FAA has never found any wrongdoing, JCM has managed through lawsuits to elicit signed promises from several balloonists not to fly over their property. I talked with reporter Keith Matheny from the Desert Sun newspaper about why JCM's lawsuits against the balloonists have been so successful.
According to the balloonists, they received notification, most of them by mail, sort of a legal sort of warning, asking them not to fly low over this 80-acre olive farm south of the city of Indio in the Southern California desert. Most of the balloonists told me that they responded and said, well, we either haven't flown low over the property, or if we've flown over, we've flown over at the correct heights, but, you know, let's work with you. We agree that we won't do that. And that didn't seem to stop the later litigation that was filed in March of 2009.
What are the arguments that each side is making?
JCM Farming is claiming that the balloonists and a pest control flight operator are flying too low over its farm, and that it's causing a nuisance, causing privacy concerns, and causing safety concerns. They claim that they're worried about their workers, you know, perhaps being distracted by a low-flying balloon's burner and falling off a ladder or that sort of thing. The balloonists have maintained that they have not flown low over the property, and they do not fly low over the property, and that's sort of the basic argument.
Now, JCM is kind of a reclusive operation, or at least mysterious to at least the people who live in the area. I mean, obviously they do olive farming, but they have this very unique, some people describe it as a compound. It looks like a Spanish villa, but it's pretty well protected.
When we first learned about the lawsuit and then saw as part of the court file a photo that the defense, one of the balloonists, had submitted, It's an aerial photo of the JCM farm. It was really quite striking. It's definitely unusual. I've characterized it as a compound. According to some earlier lawsuits they filed, by their own description, it features 24-foot tall, 4-foot wide security walls. It has an encrypted security gate with a warning that indicates that trespassers will be met with guard dogs, armed response, and no exit. They also indicated in an earlier lawsuit that among the things going on there are VIP and dignitary meetings and research and development of a highly confidential nature for which numerous patents have been submitted or approved. We haven't been able to get to the bottom of any of that sort of thing, and they're certainly not talking about it. They've just characterized it as a family olive plantation in an old world Spanish motif. Whether that's the extent of what's going on there remains to be seen, but it certainly is a somewhat secretive and reclusive operation.
Well, only the FAA has control over the airspace, so how are these JCM lawsuits succeeding against these balloonists? Because some of them have at least signed agreements with JCM.
Well, interestingly, as a lot of your listeners are no doubt aware, the height minimum for aircraft is 1,000 feet in congested areas or 500 feet in non-congested areas, with exceptions for takeoffs and landings. Now, that's rather significant with balloons because, unlike a fixed-wing aircraft that's only going to be taking off and landing in the area of an airport, most typically, a balloon could be taking off and landing from a variety of different places. And indeed, that area of our Coachella Valley has a long history of ballooning and agreements with local farms where balloonists have gotten permission to use their land to take off and land. Even if the balloons may be traveling below a 500-foot altitude, it's possible that if it was during a takeoff and landing, it would still be allowable under FAA regulations. But in any case, balloonists have maintained that they are not flying low over this compound. And the FAA came out and investigated JCM Farming's concerns on two different occasions last year, and they reached the conclusion that they could see no evidence of low overflights, and they considered the matter closed. Now JCM is also suing the FAA in U.S. District Court.
JCM is no stranger to lawsuits. They filed a lot of lawsuits, not just against balloonists in the last decade.
Our investigation, which may not be comprehensive, found that at least 22 other lawsuits filed in California for a variety of different things in which they were the plaintiffs, and a few others in federal district court. Some would consider them litigious.
A local law firm has pledged to help the balloonists with their lawsuits, at least defending the lawsuits. What has been the community reaction? Palm Springs is it? This is just on the south end of Palm Springs in that particular valley, correct?
In the eastern end of our valley, probably about 25 minutes or so from Palm Springs, the reaction has been almost unprecedented. We've had a huge outpouring of reaction, and the vast majority of it has been in support of the balloonists. Some outrage expressed over, you know, them basically being sued out of the sky, and offers to help them. And then, of course, as you mentioned, a local attorney has agreed to represent some of the balloonists pro bono. Interestingly, going back to your earlier point, some of the balloonists who signed agreements with JCM were not necessarily doing it because they were admitting wrongdoing. Some of the balloonists I've talked to have indicated that JCM seems to be sort of waging a legal war of attrition where they tend to postpone hearings, get continuances, so the matter is never fully, you know, questioned in court and resolved, and that racks up the legal bills and actually caused some local balloonists to go under. And when they sign these legal agreements, by the way, JCM is asking them to not fly at all over their compound at any altitude, and also kind of squaring out a larger area around the farm at which they want no one flying below 1,000 feet. So to get them to stop suing you, you have to sign off on something that greatly restricts your ability to fly far beyond what the FAA would.
What is the next step in this case? I know there is a fundraiser for the balloonists, and they're getting a little help even from a Hollywood actor. What is the next step in the legal process?
Fundraiser is February 27th of this month in the city of Indio. Legally, the next hearing, I believe, is scheduled for mid-May. An attorney for one of the ballooning firms that's remaining in the fight has indicated he does not believe the judge will offer or will allow another continuance. So we may get a court date set at that hearing.
Mr. Matheny, thanks very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to EAA Radio.